Listen up, podcasters. While you wait for Mick and Jane to get back on January 21st, we've got a little something to carry you through. Here are some of our favourite moments with Limo on Kennedy Malloy in 2018.
It's Limo!
Yeah. Hello, Limo.
It is. Hello, Jane. Hello, Mick. Wonderful to be here. Hello, yes. Dave, hey, as well, Limo. By the way. And good Mick, can I say, thanks for that intro. And Jane, you can say whatever you want about Mick Malloy, but you know what you can't criticise him for?
What?
His lack of consistency. He is one of the most consistent performers.
Now, where's this going?
Well, Mick has introduced me on this show a number of times.
Yes.
And I want to applaud, Dave, if we can, Mick's consistency.
So let our next guest, it's Limo. It's Limo. Limo. It's Limo. It's Limo. 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 What do you want? That's showbiz. That is showbiz, mate.
No, I'm saying you're doing it beautifully.
What do you want me to say? Yeah, he's a big loser. Big fat, nuffy beardo. Limo. Friend of the show. Okay, you wait to see what you get next time. You wait.
Some bits from the vault to charge you over summer. This is the best of Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, guys, my website was... I've just got my website back online, and the reason it was offline is it was hacked.
Have you got your own website?
First of all, that's incredibly impressive, that fact alone.
I am very fancy. I mean, this is Mick Stunn. This is a bloke who didn't have a mobile phone until a year ago.
Right. I'm impressed. Right. Is it limo.com.au?
It's limo.com.au.
Bang.
So just lucky none of my brothers decided to get a website first. Anyway, I was at work one day and I got a call from my manager and she said, your website's been hacked. And I laughed initially because it's literally had my bio on it and a couple of photos. Like, it's hardly a WikiLeaks job.
It didn't involve Snowden at all, did it?
Exactly. So I kind of laughed. I said, well, that's a ridiculous hack. I'm not going to worry about it. And she goes, no, we need to fix it immediately. And I said, well, let's wait till next week. It's hardly a broken window in a jewelry store. And she said, no, this is serious. Anyway, my website, true story, was hacked by ISIS.
What?
ISIS had a big win that day. Cashing in on the two hits my website was getting every month.
Okay. Have you got to the bottom of this?
Explain. What happened? How did you know, and what were they doing?
What it looked like. I'll tell you first what it looked like. So there was one screen, and it was all black, and written across the top, it was like it was hacked by an 8-year-old from ISIS. It said, I love ISIS, over the top. And then there was all these ISIS flags.
Yeah.
And then there was a video of a dude... angry-looking dude yelling stuff at a camera. I don't know what he was saying. Pretty sure it wasn't a movie review.
Limo, this is freaking me out.
Yeah.
Are you sure this wasn't just reaction to you? Was this some punter just ringing up going...
It was a review of my last comedy festival show. So, now how I found out, because I rarely looked at my website, I just sent people there to get my bio or photos, is I do these kids' chats for the project, right? And I was going to this school and the teacher said to the kids, hey, let's learn a bit more about Limo before he comes to our school. Let's check out his website. So a bunch of kids go to my website. Okay, hey, miss, I think Limo might be a member of ISIS.
Better result than what it could have been.
It could have been a lot worse.
It could have been a lot worse. Yeah, absolutely. So, but then I did some research. You know, they've got a thing called the Cyber Caliphate. They've got a whole IT division, ISIS.
Oh, yes.
Do they?
And they hack like British Ministry of Defence. They've done the FBI, the CIA.
And Limo.
This is not making sense at all.
Are you sure you're not part of some kind of sleeper cell? Because, right now there will be people possibly monitoring this conversation. Quick, get him off the line.
They'll all be
embroiled in this.
Anyway, guys, I'm up in Brisbane 10th and 11th of March, and then I've got a run of 35 gigs in Kabul after that.
This is the best of Kennedy Malloy.
Did you know that married with children, did you know they weren't married at first sight?
Don't confuse it with that magnificent 1980 sitcom.
Were you aware they weren't actually married?
Yes.
Wow.
See, Mick, catch up on the news.
Because you've got to get married properly, you've got to give 30 days notice and you literally
Well, I just thought they've somehow done that.
No, well,
to
you know.
To fold the paperwork and
well,
put
let's,
down
Well, let's
the
talk about something, I mean, Lemo.
I must admit, yes. Married in the title is a bit of a misdirect.
Yes, it is. It's a little bit, because then they would have to have married. Divorce at first sight.
Well, see, I'd like afterwards. To see that.
Exactly. So it's more of a commitment at first sight.
It's an interesting topic, though, talking about, because it's a commitment ceremony, as we've explained to you, where it's you're actually not officially married.
Are you married?
So do you...
well, this is funny you should ask.
Funny you should ask. Because you came to mine and Kel's wedding.
You went to the wedding
in Bali.
Didn't you?
On Bali.
In Bali.
That's right. That was good.
Yeah. We didn't really reveal this at the time. We just kind of carried on the day, you know, and got married.
Did you know this?
We only had a commitment ceremony. We're actually not married. But thanks for coming to
pardon?
Bali.
Are you serious?
Yes.
He's only.
Mate, you owe me $3,500. That is bullshit. Are you serious?
They may as well be married, Mick. It's a commitment.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have a crack at Kelly. She's wide open, I reckon.
She is not. Is. No.
Kelly,
stop
if you're
that.
Listening.
There's a very good reason.
You might be down to have some dinner tonight.
There's a very good reason.
I understand you're available.
Listen. Just
what is
just
the reason?
She does speak. Lovingly about your mix.
Just
you're
let Lemo explain because it's a very legitimate reason
why
it wasn't
the loop
official.
Here. Did you go to the wedding? No.
No,
apparently
but
I didn't either. What are you doing, mate? You can't ask someone to travel to another country because
yes,
you're getting married and not get
you
married.
Over to you, Lemo.
Okay, look, I'm getting married. Would you like to join me for my Bucks party in Vegas?
Yes,
let
please.
Him explain.
Actually, I did have a Bucks party as well before that commitment.
You did have a
no,
Bucks
I
party.
I did.
You have rorted the system.
It is not
you
a rort.
You had a Bucks party and then never got married. That's the dream.
They did declare, Kelly and Lemo did declare their love in front of the closest group of friends and family.
Yes,
and that's what
right.
it was about. But there was a reason
was
why
that?
They didn't have the wedding. Shut
was
up. You were,
was
there.
That?
You were there. You what? Made a, you made a speech.
It's so hard to keep in quiet today.
It really is. It really is. The reason we did it is because we got a lot of gay friends, and as our own little protest, and we've never made a big deal of this or really mentioned it publicly, we didn't want to get married until they could get married.
Boom.
So we went to Bali and had a commitment ceremony.
There you go.
Okay. Well,
there you go.
Now they can.
Yes.
So we're headed back to Bali in December, my friend.
There you go. There's another wedding on.
And this time, can you work on your speech?
Oh, my God.
I thought it was good. Maybe a few less beers beforehand.
What? You didn't do it. You didn't do a drunken best man speech.
I wasn't like the one I ruined, which is, remember, 80s? That's another story.
Oh,
I did actually ruin a wedding.
That's when you didn't. Oh, yeah. Are you prepared to tell this story?
Maybe not.
No.
I don't, maybe later.
Another time. Another time.
This is the best of Kennedy Malloy. And please remember, the best is a relative term.
Foreigner, you like Foreigner? Do you like your Shannon Noll fan?
Oh,
did you say helicopter spray from Shannon Noll at the gig?
Shannon Noll. I mean, no, I wouldn't describe it as a deft touch dealing with the hecklers there.
He really let rip, you could say.
It's hard to read. It's hard to read how he
But who throws a can at someone? Come on. I can't stand that.
He was well within his rights.
Yep.
It's appalling behaviour.
It is
throwing
appalling.
Throwing a can. I mean, Shannon, let's be honest, had a shocker. But throwing a can is a bad way to start proceedings.
Sure.
I've had a can thrown at
no.
me.
No. What do you mean? Why?
No, Mick loves this story.
Why?
It gets giddy when I start to tell it.
Well, I'll tell you why I love it, because in stand-up, when we have a bad one, we like to share it.
Yes.
And
you're all good like
they're
that.
They're all funny.
There's a bit of nobility about it.
Yeah. And this is a reasonably good story.
All right.
So I was at the Fools Festival a few years ago, Jane, and let me tell you something about the young folk that attend festivals these days.
Oh, yes.
When the guides come out with stage A, stage B, or red stage, yellow stage, blue stage, they all sit down together with a highlighter.
Mm-hmm.
And they highlight, we'll go from this stage to this stage, and at 3:30 we'll get to that stage for 3:45, and they work it out with military-style precision.
Gotcha.
On the day I was there, I was due to go into this tent on stage at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And at 3:20 I was due to be followed by a Swedish indie pop act called Licky Lee, who was very popular, as it turns out.
Okay.
Right. Now, the stage... If it
and let's be honest, can I just say quickly, too, unless they're there for the bands as opposed to
I was
the
fine.
Yeah.
I was about to ask that. I didn't know that comedians go.
They're not coming to see you.
No, it's a music festival.
So due to circumstances beyond my control, the stage is running about 30 minutes late. So it's 3:30 and there are 2,500 mad, passionate Licky Lee fans.
Jeepers.
In the tent.
And do you have to keep stretching and go?
Well, no. Then the MC goes out, who was Danny McGinley, and they start pelting him with cans, empty cans.
Wow.
Because the stage is late and they're not happy.
it ruins their highlighted guides they filled out months before when they paid good money for the tickets.
Jeez.
So Danny looks across to me off stage as if to say, do you want me to introduce you? Because I can go straight to Licky Lee. And because I'm a super positive guy,
You are.
You've got this.
You're a glass half full guy.
I feel as though I've got a solution for all situations. I go to Danny full of confidence. I go, bring me on, mate. I got this.
Righto.
Yeah.
So Danny introduces me to a chorus of something off You Wanker before I even get to the microphone.
That's right.
So they're chanting this and the chant spreads. There's about 1,000 people. I now know how Richard Hadley felt back in the day.
Yep.
So I get to the mic and I think this is going to be fine. And I start and then they'd start just pelting me with empty beer cans. And I'm thinking, well, I'm not going anywhere.
No, that's not cool.
I thought if you're going to be like this with your eye rolls and your sarcastic attitude, right, like your kids, James, I'm not going anywhere. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I get hit in the ribs with a full beer can.
Oh,
a full beer
can.
True story. And it's come from rows back. It's come from 20 metres away. My very first thought was, ouch, that hurt. But my second thought, which was hot on the heels of ouch, that thought, was that I knew that the queue for beer tickets was 2 hours long. So I thought, that guy must really hate me.
The queue's long and you can only get two and they're really expensive. And someone has waited 2 hours over one of his tea cans. He's still gone, no, I'm going with him.
How much do you hate me to put yourself through all of that? And there was a chance he could have missed.
So when you say he's a half glass full kind of guy, I think he's more of a half can.
I hope you opened it and drank it.
Oh, see, that's what I didn't
Jesus,
do.
Jesus, you should have done that.
I missed an opportunity, Jane.
That is, we all have critics, but
I bow down to you for that one.
At a festival, he's a full can of beer.
It's the most damning review I've ever received, Jane.
Oh, jeez.
No, going back from that.
Here's a bad one for you. By the way, I'd like to return some of your.
Look at this.
Do you remember when we? When we had you on to promote your book.
Yes.
And you kept, so I said, kept send me one. Send me one. And you go, but we have. And I go, well, I didn't get it. Send me another one.
So I had the publisher on speed dial saying, he still hasn't got the book. You're going to, and they said, we sent one yesterday. I said, he hasn't got it.
Yeah.
They said, we'll get it hand delivered this time.
So we had a work experience boy, Josh, come here and he was ordered to clean up Mick's desk. And guess what he found?
Five copies
of your damn book.
And you know what? You know what's funny about this? Look at this. Every single one of them has been tagged by me because I did that every time they were sent in.
This is the best of Kennedy Malloy and a few mediocre bits that managed to scrape through.
Now you've come in and you're ropeable. And you're gonna storm City Hall. Is that right?
I'm fired up.
What's wrong?
This is a true story. There is a proposal in for a development right next to my house.
Oh, that's no good.
So, and you're on a residential street, are you not?
I am on a residential street.
It's a beautiful house.
And right next to us is a nursery.
No.
Right
Perfect.
Next to me. A nursery. It's beautiful. Anyway, a proposal is in for a 5-story apartment block. Wow. Right next door. Which steals all of our afternoon light.
In place of the nursery.
In place of the nursery.
So it's
that's
still
gone from one to the other.
Yeah. So tomorrow night I'm going to the town hall meeting.
Oh, they're good. I've been to them.
And I'm presenting, Jane.
Yeah. Oh, you're presenting. Oh.
Now, I'm wondering.
Open with a joke for a change.
Wow, this is a tough room.
I wish you were one of the councillors.
Can I come on and introduce you? I'll do 5. All right, here he comes. All right. What are you going to do? Okay. What's your plan of attack?
Your next performer. So, Jane, I'm hoping to get some advice from you because The Castle was one of the great films.
There you go.
Where the underdog.
Mm. Where the underdog stood up to City Hall.
David and Goliath.
That's it. Here we go.
And had a win. So I'm going to try a bit of Castle gear. So I might, if we have a win on the night, I'm going to give it this.
Suffering your job.
There we go. And I like this sentiment as well.
It's not a house, it's a home.
Yeah.
A man's home is his castle.
Yes, and I think I might wrap up. I can see myself wrapping up with this.
It's the Constitution, it's Mabo, it's justice, it's law, it's the vibe, and... No, that's it. It's the vibe.
It's the vibe. I really think it is the vibe. So I've got 5 minutes to stand up in front of 3 councillors. and deliver my case.
Are you really going to mention the castle? Okay. There's been some success in it before.
I'm actually tempted.
There has been quite a few people who've used it as a precedent. And quoted Mabo, by the way. Might want to do that.
I will quote it as a precedent of sorts.
That's right. But it is really annoying, though, when you... My advice, though, is represent yourself.
Totally.
That works well.
That's what they like. So I'll be like Tom Cruise in a few.
Throw yourself at the mercy of the court. Drop to your knees.
Drop to my knees. You would advise me to drop to my knees.
I'm going to speak to the other half. I'm going to go. I'm going to speak against. I present, please? May I present? I don't see how of entitlement. From Limo.
Quite like to be able to look straight into Limo's backyard. So I will be delivering this
tomorrow.
Well,
good luck with that.
And they decide straight away on the night. Whether you win or lose, right there in front of you.
I'm so up. Yeah. I'm so tense for you.
It's
so
like next The Bachelor. Is there like a rose ceremony or something? What happens?
I'll tell you what, though. It's an open town hall. Anyone can go.
Ah, oh, here we
don't
go.
Don't tell me.
Do you want to give it out?
Do you want to? I'm happy
to. It's up to you.
Richmond Town Hall, 6:30 tomorrow night. Be there.
Oh, I've got Paul there. Mate, I'm setting the light. I'm opening the lights on...
Will you let us know what happens?
Can you turn the lights on?
You are again.
I am.
Oh, God, help us.
Wow. There we go.
Excellent. Tell us what the result is. We'd love to know.
Now, do we want to open this up to our listeners? Where are you in the country? Are you thinking of taking on Town Hall?
I'd love some inspiration from people who have done similar types of things.
Have you had a win against
the
man?
And had a win.
Are you a little fella? Have you had a win? Dave, how did you go? Yeah. You took on the local council.
And good news, guys.
Hang on. What was the...
My car, the Hyundai gets outside my house, and the parking inspector. This is a quiet resident, like a quiet residential street. And I got a notice in the mail saying you parked too close to the white line in the middle of the road.
And you were not happy.
I was filthy. It's like my house. It's
so you wrote them.
Wrote a letter.
Did you pay it, or did you say I'm not paying it?
No, I challenged it. I challenged it, and got a note back last week saying we've overturned it. There's a warning that it's been overturned.
There we go.
So, you can do it.
I win for the little guy. I win for the little ugly guy. I win for the...
He has to spoil your party.
Oh, that's great.
Let's go to Todd, because Todd, what was your fight?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
Well, the whole town of Yarraville essentially revolted against their town hall when they tried to put paid parking in the main street.
That's right, I remember this. And how did you do it? You just everywhere...
Now, everyone set about with the Sally's All Clear and filled up all the coin slots on the parking thing.
Yeah.
And then, so we finally went to the town hall after this went on for a couple of months, and it literally ended in the councillor who was trying to get rich off it being power slammed in the town hall by a member of the community.
Okay, we can't condone any of this. Oh, wow.
But it was people power that ultimately
sure
helped.
Was.
Now all the machines are still there, but they're just wrapped in plastic and they're out of commission for about 4 years.
And if I'm Yarraville, it's too cold for meter maids. There's no point in employing that approach.
Thank you,
Todd. Right on time.
Got inspired by that, Limo.
A bit of polyfiller. Yep.
All right, let's go to Joe.
Joe.
Hi, Joe. What's your tip for Limo to win?
Oh, I think that Limo needs to. There was an article on the TV, on one of the TVs on Sunday night, about the current vacancy rate of units and how high it is and getting higher because they're building so many. So
there's a surplus, you think.
Oh, right.
Right, okay. It's good. I'll try anything, Joe.
Yeah, the good one. That's a nice
trick. These will be. I reckon these are going to be Airbnbs for party people.
You're right.
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get onto it as Airbnb and throw a party in the one closest to your bedroom.
Right.
Do you know what you should do?
Thank you, Joe.
My tip for you in court is go in a wheelchair, Christopher Skate style, on the oxygen mask.
Breathing apparatus?
That is your answer to everything. And a voice box.
What about it? What about a mobility scooter? Should I go in on a mobility?
Go in there hooning. Yes. Go in there hooning.
Thank you.
What about the serial killer?
I'll get wheeled in like Hannibal Lecter.
Like Hannibal Lecter, that'll scare him.
Or like Blue Velvet. Is that what you're saying?
No,
all right,
Blue Velvet.
Let's go to Peter. Hello, Peter. Where are you calling from?
How you going, guys? I'm from Concord in New South Wales.
Okay. All right, what happened, Peter?
So basically, I was on holidays at Nelson Bay. And fishing with the kids. It was Australia Day as well, right? So, and unfortunately, they had the small sign, so we didn't realise it was a fishing sanctuary because the wharf was packed in Australia Day. So we're fishing away. Some guy comes up to me and goes, you should be fishing. I go, hang on a second. Where's the signage? It was like a signage of about 10 centimetres by 5 centimetres. That's what it did. Yeah, it was a $500 fine, so I had to go to local court at Raymond Terrace.
Yeah.
And my advice to Lima, just be humble and do your homework.
That's nice. Okay. And did you get off, Peter?
I took the photo. I showed the judge the photos, and I showed what was going on. Yeah, and I saved myself $500.
Good for you. Well done.
I love it. Little man wins again. Yeah.
Be humble and do my homework. Maybe I shouldn't use that intro.
Hey, Marcus, what's your? You've been up against the man. How do you approach it?
Well, it was my uncle. He used to live in Fairfield. He had a house, but what they didn't know at the Northcote Council, that he was actually employed there. He used to park his car on his front nature strip because he had a back unit and he had tenants coming in and out.
Right.
So he got a parking fine, $100 or something. So
for what for? What was the parking fine for?
For parking on the nature strip.
Okay.
For parking on council property.
Right.
So he sent him a bill for $7,500 for mowing the lawn every fortnight.
I've been mowing your. Oh, we like it. There you go,
very
Lima.
Good.
All right. Is there inspiration there?
There is inspiration there. It can be done.
This is the best of Kennedy Malloy.
We actually have Lima on the phone because we want to find out how
it's happened.
The meeting's happened.
It all went down.
And we don't know what happened, Lima.
G'day, guys. A pleasure to be with you. To be honest, I'm still reeling from all the chat about bionic penises and period cuts.
You came on a good day, mate.
There were three councillors there.
Yep.
Presenting first was the developer and a team of architects.
Wow.
They made their submission, and then myself and the retired lady that lives across the street made our submission.
Yep. Right.
I think we suffered for not having Mick introduce us.
Sure.
To be honest.
Sure.
It got to the end. The councillors asked a few questions, and their vote was unanimous, and they found in our favour.
Yeah! Yeah!
One for the people.
One for the people. We took it to the man.
Took it to the man.
Good on you, mate. So I'm gonna buy that block of land and put in a revolving restaurant, man.
I tell you what, it felt good. I felt like the Kerrigans, James.
That is colossal.
Well done, Limo.
Did you have a big celebration?
We had Kel and I had a little celebration last night. We've already sold the movie rights.
Castle 2.
Did you shake hands with the developers? Is that all cool?
No, I did not shake hands with the developers.
Are they going to come back with another design, or are they saying you got us?
Yeah, no, they're going to come back with something else down the track. So you've seen the looks on their faces. It was glorious.
Well, that's great news, and we're very happy for you that the fight, you know, people power wins.
It really does. It's been a great day. We've won that, and I've found out about the bionic penis. So it's a win-win everywhere, guys.
I'm going to buy the house on the other side of yours and open a brothel. And
you'll get no objection from me.
Some bits from the vault to tide you over summer. This is the best of Kennedy Malloy.
You had a fright recently.
Oh, well, I'm only just game now to tell this story. This actually happened during the Invictus Games up in Sydney.
Yep.
So out at Sydney Olympic Park, if you're familiar with it, you'll know that there's an actual park next to the Sydney Olympic Park area, mm-hmm. has a river running through it, has a whole bunch of lakes.
Sounds pastoral and picturesque.
Yeah, beautiful. Mm. And I used to go for a walk there every morning.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, it was my morning exercise. And one morning, it's about 8 o'clock, I'm walking through the park and I'm walking down a little walk pathway, and then I hear this rustling in a bush.
Mm,
I go, that's weird. Mm. And then a duck walks out onto the path.
I love ducks.
And the duck,
funny.
It had a real purposeful step about it.
Oh.
Like, it wasn't like the duck accidentally bumped into me. Like, oh, you, right? Yeah. It was like, what are you doing?
Oh, so it's a bit chissy.
It had attitude.
There's a turf war between you and a duck.
Me and a duck. And it really got me on the back foot a bit. So I thought, I'll take a wide berth because this duck's got a problem, right?
this duck's been his business.
So I sort of walked wide around it. I had half an eye on the duck because the duck was...
You're already dubious.
The duck was staring me down the whole time. It didn't take its eyes off me, right? And I'm walking around, and when I got side on, the duck just leapt and it's gone straight at my head.
What?
The duck's jumped at my head. Yes! I'm not joking.
No, my...
Okay, I would give anything to see, to witness that, see that.
Let me tell you what happened next. The duck's gone at my head. So I've started running right from the duck, and then I feel this bang in the back of my head, and I feel the wings flapping around my head.
It was attacking your head.
It's attacking my head.
When ducks attack.
And I'm running from this duck, and I yell really loudly.
I yell, F off, right? Like the duck can understand me.
You didn't look around for a camera first, did you? Because that's embarrassing if someone saw that.
I was too terrified in the moment, and I keep running, and then eventually the duck stops, but the duck knocked my hat off.
Oh.
So when I turn around 10 metres away, the duck is standing over my hat. And the duck's trying to pick my hat up with its beak, but it's slipping out. And the duck's kind of looking, daring me to come back and get the hat. Jane, do you have any idea how emasculating it is to be beaten up by a duck?
One of the happiest stories I've ever heard. It makes me smile.
This is true, but they use these in some instances as guard ducks. Because ducks make a lot of noise and they're very territorial. So in the middle of the night, if someone's around your property, straight away, you know what are the ducks up to. They're onto something.
It's terrifying.
Limo's back.
There's roughly 100.
It's terrifying.
There was roughly a 100 kilo weight difference between me and that duck, and I was running like a terrified child away from this duck, and I was quite rattled. And afterwards, I did get my hat back. But afterwards, I was really puffing, and my wife coincidentally called me about a minute later, and I answered the phone. I'm panting. She goes, "What's wrong?" I said, "I've just been attacked." She said, "What happened?" She said, "What happened?" And I said, "By a duck." Anyway,
I've just been attacked. I'm going down.
So the Invictus Games are on, of course. So I get to a lunch area at the Invictus Games, and I've got to talk to someone about it because I'm rattled. And I start telling.
Hang on, at the Invictus Games.
Well,
yeah, I'm imagining
I start
that the,
telling this
trauma start, that people story. Have been through.
I start telling this veteran
okay.
who's got two prosthetic legs, right? So this guy's been blown up in Afghanistan, and I'm expecting him to give me sympathy.
There's nothing, I was just attacked by a duck.
Lame-o.
Oh, dude.
Lame-o.
So, everyone I've told this story to has said, I didn't know about the guard ducks.
Yeah.
Everyone I've told this story to has said, that's rubbish. Ducks don't attack.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if other people have had attacks.
Can I tell you, I have been attacked, not by a duck, but by a swan.
Me too.
And a swan,
they'll get you.
I know what you mean about the size of the duck, but they kind of grow a foot. This means business.
Oh, they've got attitude.
Seriously having a crack.
Like this particular duck, you could put me in a UFC octagon with that duck, and people would look at the duck and go, oh, maybe.
I'm on the duck.
Are we going to ask people if they've been attacked?
Have you been attacked by a duck?
By a duck.
Well, and if not, what else have you been attacked by?
Look for the bird variety, might be.
My mum got attacked by a wombat.
That's
told
true.
You that. Oh, she did. I swear to you, stupid wombat.
I believe
wombat.
You.
I'd love to know specifically if there was someone, if someone has been attacked by that duck at Sydney Olympic Park.
Oh, right, now. Right.
That duck had attitude.
Be good enough it had form.
Damien?
Hello.
Tell us about your trauma.
When I was a kid, we went on a family picnic up in Ballarat, Victoria, at Lake Wenderee.
Yep.
Went to close to the water, and there was like a bunch of swans and ducks, and they came towards me, and it was traumatising.
That's where I got snapped.
Oh no!
Lake Wenderee in Ballarat,
the
exact same
God.
Spot.
It's Damien. The same bunch.
Yeah,
it's the same.
Horrific.
How old were you? How old were you, Damien?
Probably primary school age.
Right,
I'm pretty young.
What happens when you go on picnics now? Does it not happening?
I don't like ducks.
Were you in the water when the ducks attacked?
No, land.
Land. Imagine if you're on their turf. Imagine the water. Imagine if they got you on water.
Right. Yeah, no water.
Well, Limo feels your pain, Damien. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thank you, Damien. Because I wondered if I was the only one. So it's nice.
I don't think you are.
This is like counselling.
Hello, Peter.
Hello.
Is this a moment that you can share nationally?
At Lake Wenderee in Ballarat, there's swans.
Yes.
All right? Yeah. I promise.
This is a tough part of town, Lake Wenderee.
The other bloke has to look me seriously at his avian varieties because they're big black swans at Lake Wenderee and they are bastards.
They are. I've been attacked by a black swan. I have been and it's not fun.
No, they're very intimidating. Thank you, Peter. Let's go to John.
They have a real crack. They're quite strong.
There's a very strong male presence here, so clearly here's a link. John, go ahead.
Yeah. Great, Jane, go. Mick, how you doing?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good, mate.
Attacked by a duck, mate?
No, I can give you a tip. I come from the bush.
Yep.
Geese, mate, goose. You've got to have a goose in your backyard and you'll get that. No one will ever come into your backyard.
Oh, because they've got a square. They've got a honk, haven't they?
A guard goose.
They're just mental.
Okay, don't take on a goose. Is that what you're saying?
I've got a Marima sheepdog.
Oh,
if you look
they're
up Marima,
yeah.
They're beautiful dogs.
I know
and they're
them.
They're very protective.
They are. They're the ones that save the penguins.
Yeah, well, there's one thing that's scared off.
What?
It's the goose.
Hey, guys, we should go to the goose fights.
The goose fights. Hey, we've started something here. G'day, Danny.
How you going, guys?
Danny, tell us your sad tale.
Yeah, when I was younger, like a teenager, I got attacked by a duck. But about 2 years ago, I went to a cidery.
A cidery, yeah.
And they got a cider called Duck and Bull.
Yeah.
I am.
And the reason why it's called Duck and Bull is that duck had a fight with the bull.
The duck took on a bull.
Yeah, it took on a bull.
Oh. It took on a bull.
See, ducks never came up in an Attenborough documentary, did they?
No, but I could see Attenborough really getting into them. Let's try Darren.
Attacked a bull.
Again, and more males telling us about duck attacks. Hello, Darren.
G'day, how you going, guys?
What happened, Darren?
A few years ago, I'm driving along the road, and there's four little ducklings on the road.
Oh,
cute. They're trying to get up onto the nature strip, but they couldn't because the gutter was so big. Oh. They were on their own, so I thought, I've got to do something about this. So I stopped, and I'm lifting them up, and suddenly, this spider duck comes out of nowhere. It starts swooping me, swatting at me, trying to peck me in the head. It chased me for about 30 metres and would not back off. That duck's listening. Take better care of your kids.
Hey, Jay.
Well said, Darren.
Thank you, Darren. And we might have Jay with the last word about ducks.
Oh, man.
Go ahead, Jay. What's happened to you with ducks?
I was at a mate's house and he calls me up. He's come over. So I'm going over. I didn't know he bought a few ducks.
Anyways, you wouldn't have gone if you'd known.
Yeah, that's right. Well, no, so I'm thinking ducks are, you know, they're nice. But apparently not so. So I've got him in the backyard and he's all hanging out in the back. And then there's three ducks standing in a line in front of me. And I go, well, what's going on here? Anyway, and then the middle duck just started charging. So I'm going around and around. He lives on the main street. So I'm coming out of the backyard going sideways. I thought the ducks have left me alone. Anyway, out of nowhere, this comes Michael Schumacher around the corner. And this guy just started chasing. And then his other mate come around then. I didn't know what to do, so I'm just running down the street getting chased by three ducks.
That was just a little of Kennedy Malloy before they come back with brand new shows on Jan 21. Thanks for subscribing to the podcast, and we'll see you soon.